J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with... If you have any football fans in the family, you know that Saturday afternoon means a rousing game, and Saturday night means a rousing big appetite. Well, here's one swell way to celebrate the victory. Serve a grand dinner and top it off with a grand dessert, Jell-O. Why, everybody likes Jell-O. Well, that delicious extra-rich fruit flavor is so tempting and good, you just can't resist it. All six Jell-O flavors are chock-full of this extra-rich fruit taste. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. And all six are bright and gay with color to fit the autumn football season. So no matter which flavor of Jell-O you choose, you're sure of a success. A dessert that's delightful to look at, delicious to eat. But be sure to get genuine Jell-O when you buy and don't accept any substitute. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. From Alpha to Omega, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time from the new NBC building in Hollywood, with its new studios, its new facilities, and its new equipment, we bring you that old foot, Jack Benny.
Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, I may be an old fool, but in these luxurious surroundings, I feel 10 years younger. What a place this is. Have you ever seen such a gorgeous building?
No, I haven't, Jack. It certainly is magnificent.
Magnificent? Why, Don, I tell you, this building makes that new filling station across the street look like a nickel.
you're right, Jack. This place is absolutely the quintessence and penultimate of architectural symmetry.
What is that, Don?
I said this place is the nut.
Oh. Well, you didn't have to make a fool out of me to do it. But you're right, Don, it is the nut. Did you notice all that beautiful woodwork in the front lobby?
Did I? Say, that's what I call ritzy.
Ritzy? Why, I saw three termites working on it, and they were in evening clothes. No kidding, huh?
Oh, you know, Jack, I was just thinking what a contrast this is to the old studio.
It certainly is, Don. The chandeliers are so luxurious and the drapes are so costly.
Yes, sir, and the chairs for the audience are so soft and comfortable.
Well, when it comes to those chairs, Don, I think they're a little too comfortable. There's a man sitting in the third row that's got a date with a dream. I don't mind people sleeping through our program, but that guy's wearing a nightgown. I'll take care of that. Pardon me, madam. Would you mind shaking your husband?
Oh, no. He'll fall apart.
Oh. Well, wait till Phil starts his next number. Will he jump? Oh, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jack. Some swell joint, ain't it?
Joint? Phil, you never worked in a place as swanky as this in your life. Why, this building has improved the whole neighborhood.
It sure has.
You bet it has.
When I walked in here tonight, a panhandler stopped me and gave me 50 cents.
Well, I'm glad they're finally declaring dividends. And, Phil, I want to congratulate you on the appearance of your orchestra. They're so neat, and they're even wearing shoes tonight. How'd you get them to do it?
I told them it was a publicity stunt.
Oh. Well, they look very nice, but I wish you'd tell your guitar player that the socks go inside the shoes. Unless he's trying to sneak up on someone. Anyway, I'm glad the boys did dress up for this occasion, Phil, because these surroundings are simply divine. Come in. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Well, welcome to our new home. Did you ever in your life see a place so modern and in the latest style?
I'll say it's the latest style. You know that jar man that stands at the front entrance?
Yeah.
Well, he's wearing his hair up.
There you are. And you know, Mary, as I was saying to Don just a few minutes ago, I said, Don, this building is absolutely the quintessence and penultimate of architectural symmetry.
Well, Don was right.
Oh, did you say that, Don? I knew it was one of us. I didn't know.
But, Jack, I can't understand one thing.
What's that, Mary?
Why did they open this building so soon? See, the elevators aren't even working yet.
Well, they must be working. I saw an elevator boy downstairs. What was he for?
Well, you press his nose and he takes you up piggyback.
Oh. Now, that's silly.
It's fun, too.
Yeah. But then it takes time to finish a building like this. Why, the cement floor in the lobby isn't even dry yet.
Cement?
Yeah.
I thought that rug was kind of wet.
Well, there was no excuse for that, Mary. Imagine walking through fresh cement. There was a sign right in front of it.
Yeah, that's what I tipped over.
Oh. Well, Mary, let me ask you something. If you walk through a corridor of wet cement, how come you haven't got any of it on your shoes or your stockings?
I don't know. I don't write this junk.
Now you killed the whole illusion.
Ha-ha.
Well, anyway, now that we're all here, that is all but Kenny. He probably went to the old building. How about having a good, snappy band number, Phil? You know, with a lot of stuff that...
Right this way, folks. Follow me, everybody. This is Studio B.
A bunch of sightseers right in the middle of a program.
Now, folks, let me call your attention to this beautiful auditorium.
Hey, buddy, we're in the middle of a broadcast.
Quiet, please. This room has a seating capacity of 325. And you will note how the chairs tilt back to allow for shaving.
Hey, buddy.
Now, are there any questions, please?
Yes. Who was that lady I seen you with last night?
Wasn't she a Lulu? Any other questions, please?
Now, look, buddy.
Now, you all follow me, folks. We'll proceed to Studio C. This way, please.
Hey, Mamie, there's Jack Benny. Gee, am I disillusioned?
You know, folks, the woman that said that is as homely as a mud fence.
Yeah, then why did you wink at me?
I deny that. It's a fine time to bring visitors through a studio. Oh, well, have you got a good snappy number ready, Phil?
Yeah, but you won't like it.
Well, play it anyway. Disillusioned. She's no Miss Pasadena herself. The Yam, played by Phil Harris and his Vine Street 12. And, Phil, I must say you got off to a swell start in our new studio.
You kind of liked it, huh?
Yes, I did. But say, Phil, who's that Chinaman sitting there in your brass section? Is he a new member in your band?
No, he's waiting for our laundry.
Oh. Your laundry? I didn't know you ever had any. How do you like that, Mary? Phil has to have his laundry man up at the program. Isn't that awful?
Well, at least he doesn't do his own. Like, guess who?
Now, wait a minute, Mary. If you're referring to me, you've never seen me do my own laundry, so don't start that.
Well, what about last Monday morning when I was over to your house?
Well, what about it?
Why were you bending over that wash tub?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I could have been bobbing for apples, you know. I was practicing for Halloween. And now, folks, I would like
to...
Say,
Jack, why don't you ever admit anything when you're caught?
Listen, Phil, it so happened that there were apples in that washtub.
Apples?
Yes.
Well, they were under a lot of BVDs.
And Now, folks, I'll sue you someday, Mary. And now, folks, we are going
I
to...
I bet you look cute with a mouthful of clothespins.
All right, Phil, let's drop it. And now, folks, going from wash day to tonight's program, we are going to present one of the greatest plays that we have ever attempted. Our version of Walter Wanger's famous screen success, the...
Right this way, folks. Follow me, everybody. This is Studio B.
Awful. Gosh. Getting to be awful, I said.
This room can seat 325 people, or 650 if they know each other well enough.
Well, of all the...
Now, are there any questions, please?
A young man, is that gentleman standing over there, John Wilson?
Yes, madam. Won't you say something, Mr. Wilson?
Gladly. Ladies and gentlemen, I bid all of you welcome to our new NBC studio. I think you will agree that it is the eighth wonder of the world.
Thank you. Can you name the other seven, Mr. Wilson?
Yes. There's strawberry, raspberry, cherry, the hanging gardens of Babylon, orange, lemon, and lime.
Don, please.
That was Don Wilson, folks. He has six flavors, four chins, and flat feet.
Yes, and if you press his nose, he'll say jello. Things are certainly mixed up tonight.
Now, right this way, folks. Follow me, and please stay in line.
Hey, where are we going now?
Kenny, what are you doing in that sightseeing?
Oh, hello, Jack. I'll be back in a little while.
You're going to stay right here.
Oh, darn it.
All right, folks, this way, please. Tough luck, Kenny.
Now, Kenny, what's the idea of walking all around this building with a bunch of sightseers?
Well, I tried it by myself, and I couldn't get out of the basement.
The basement? What are you doing in the basement?
I think I fell through a ventilator.
Oh. Well, when you find out, let me know.
Okay. See you later, Jack.
Kenny, you got to stay right here and sing your song.
Well, I want to see the building.
But you can't sing while you're roaming all around the studio. What are you, an artist or a tourist?
I'm a strolling troubadour, and shut up!
What? What did you say?
Why, Kenny!
Gosh, was that me?
Kenny, I'm really amazed. You, of all people. Well, let's forget it. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, as I've been trying to announce all evening, tonight we are going to present our version...
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Jack.
Never mind, Kenny. Our version of Walter Wanger's current film success, that emotional drama of blazing passion, love, and jealousy, Algiers. This picture starred Charles Boyer and Hedy Lamarr. Now, I will play the part of Pepe Lamoco, that notorious Parisian jewel thief, as portrayed on the screen by Mr. Boyer. And Mary Livingston will play the part of Inez, my sweetheart.
Jack, are you really going to try and follow Charles Boyer in this part?
Why, certainly. You don't think I lived in the French Quarter of Waukegan for nothing. I did try very hard, folks, to get Miss Hedy Lamarr for our play tonight to enact her original role. But unfortunately, she happens to be in Honolulu.
Why, Jack, I saw her this afternoon at the Brown Derby.
Hedy Lamarr? You saw Hedy?
Yes, Hedy and Thede. She was all there.
Oh. Well, anyway, we couldn't get Hedy to play this part, but we did get a young lady who goes to the same beauty parlor that Miss Lamarr does. In fact, she works there. Now, this drama will go on immediately after the next number. Go ahead with your song, Kenny.
Gee, Jack, I'm sorry I was rude before and hurt your feelings.
That's all right, Kenny. I'll take it out of your salary.
Thanks. I feel much lighter now.
All right, sing.
Say, Jack.
Yes, Mary.
That beauty operator just called up, said she wouldn't be able to make the program.
She can?
No, and she said to forget about the Trocadero, too.
Oh, darn it, and I've been rehearsing the Lambeth Walk all afternoon. Oh, we got to get somebody to play Hedy's part. Give me that phone, Mary. Sing, Kenny. Hello? Hello, operator.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much enough to say goodnight. I guess we haven't got a sense of responsibility. Our young romance is so intense, we're close to imbecility. Here we are, sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the night we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like it at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say. Oh, good night, dear.
Two Sleepy People, sung by Kenny Baker.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
As our play tonight happens to be very long, we will...
Jack, I'm awful sorry I was so fresh before. Can you ever forgive me?
Yes, yes, Kenny, I forgive you. I've forgotten the whole thing.
I'll bet you're lying.
I'll bet you're right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we bring you our version of Walter Wayne's dramatic spectacle, Algiers. Algiers, a gay modern city, teeming with commerce from all the seven seas, while above the city, grim, silent, mysterious, by the tangled buildings and twisted streets of the native quarter, known as the Casbah. The scene is the hideout of the notorious jewel thief, Pepe Lamoco. As the curtain rises, we find two members of his gang, Three-Fingered Harris and Bubbles Baker. They are waiting for their leader's return. Curtain. Music.
Hey, Three Fingers.
What is it, Bubbles?
I'm worried about Pepe. He said he'd be here at 7 o'clock, and it's 5:30 already.
You still got an hour and a half. What are you starting to worry now for?
Well, it takes me a little time to get rolling.
Oh.
If Pepe's out with that girl he met yesterday, I'll fill him so full of holes he'll sound like a pipe organ in the wind.
Don't be jealous, Inez. Pepe loves you. He's crazy about you.
Yeah, I work and I slave, and what do I get? A broken-down boy, eh? See you later, fella.
Gee, she's plenty burnt up, ain't she?
Yeah, what does she see in that old book?
Here comes Pepe now. Hello, Pepe.
Hello, Three Finger.
Hello, Mr. Lamoco.
Oh, it is you, Bubbles. Well, gentlemen, let us get down to business.
Gee, I'm sorry I hollered at you before, Pepe.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Well, gentlemen, I have brought the pearls which we stole last night. Here they are.
Oh, boy.
But these are not enough, gentlemen. Tomorrow night, I am sending you to the Grand Ball at the Beverly Algiers Hotel.
The Beverly Algiers. Oh, I know the place. Right across the street from the Brown Fairs.
Yeah, just a block west of Chic Fifth Avenue. There will be beautiful ladies there. And even more beautiful jewels.
Oh.
But remember, Three Finger.
What is it, Chief?
This time, when you bring back the jewels, you will first remove the ladies. Now, here is what you must do. Tomorrow night, you will go, both of you. Maybe the police. Hide the jewels. Quick.
I'll put them in the cookie jar.
The cookie jar? Good. They will never suspect. Come in. Ah, it is you, Inspector Wilson.
Good evening, Pepe, you bad boy.
What brings you to the Casbah?
Pepe, I've come to tell you that the police are trying to get in touch with you. They're looking for you, Pepe. They want you.
Oh, I am in no mood to play a benefit.
Why don't you get Hattie Cancall?
This is not a benefit, Peppy. There were some jewels stolen last night. Now, where are they?
Jewels? What jewels? Sit down, my friend. Make yourself at home.
Will you have a cookie, Inspector?
Boom up! Leave the room.
Gee, I nearly spilled the beans, didn't I?
Beans in a cookie jar?
He makes jokes. Someday I laugh till he dies. Have some tea, my friend.
I'm a cop, Peppy, but I'm warning you, stay out of the city. You're wanted in six delicious countries, so be careful.
Thank you, Inspector. I will look for the big red noses and the gendarmes. Goodbye.
Are you scared, boss?
Do not worry, Three Fingers. They will never get Peppy Lomofo. I am master of the Casbah. Ah, it is you. Hello, Inez.
Hello, Pappy.
That's Peppy. I had yeast for breakfast. But you are trembling, Inez. What is the matter, my little dog?
Don't dub me, you two-timing crook.
Me, Peppy?
If the finance company hadn't taken away my camel, I'd go home to mother.
Oh, Inez, do not talk like that. I love you.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, what about that other girl?
Girl? What other girl?
The one I saw you drinking tea with yesterday in the cafe. That Hetty Lamar.
You did not see her.
I did, too. I was watching you from the kitchen.
Oh, so that's how I got that Mickey scene. But do not worry, Inez. It was merely a little tete-a-tete. It was just an afternoon flirtation. It was nothing. Believe me.
Well, if I see you with her again, I'll take this gun and make Paramount happy.
My little cobra, you are so excited. Come here. Close your eyes and tease Peppy.
How else do you think I can do it?
Now listen to me, Inez.
Hey, Peppy.
What is it?
You know that beautiful girl you had tea with yesterday?
You mean Hattie Lamar?
Yes, yeah, she has come to the Casbah. She wants to see you.
Oh, then she did come back like she promised. My Hattie.
Aha. I knew you were lying to me, you dog, you puppy.
I'm Peppy.
You're in love with that other thing. But you'll never live to see her again, Peppy, because I'm going to kill you.
Inez, you are insane. Put down that gun.
I won't.
Put it down, I say.
Right this way, folks. Follow me, everybody. Studio B.
That fellow again.
This room has a seating capacity of 300. 25 left since I was here last.
Hey, Chief. Look at that dame over there with those big diamonds. Leave her alone. She is a tourist.
Quiet, please. Now, folks, you will notice the beautiful decorations on the wall, the new hat on Miss Livingston, and the lousy acting. Now, are there any questions, please?
Yes. How does this building differ from Radio City in New York?
Well, in the first place, this one is much smaller.
I know that. But has this one got the same kind of central pharmacy that you have in the Morse City? Or is it just the central pharmacy that you have on the Morse surveillance system?
Oh, yes, but ours is the more advanced type.
Peppy, I am going to kill you.
Wait a minute.
Any other questions, please? Any other questions, please?
Just one more. Now, that switchboard over there, is that a Ben Wilcorn from Boston, or is it a Belgian Dindididit?
I beg your pardon?
I said, is that a Belgian Dindididit?
I still don't get it.
He said, is it a Belgian Dindididit?
No, it isn't. All right, folks, follow me to Studio C. Uh-oh.
Kenny, come back here.
Oh, shucks.
All right, Inez.
So, you're in love with that other dame, eh? But you'll never live to see her again, Peppy, because I'm going to kill you.
Inez, put down that gun. You don't know what you are doing.
I don't,
You are crazy, Inez. Give me that gun. Hey, Chief. Here comes Hattie Lamar now. Wait, Inez. I will prove my love for you and send her away. Come in.
Hattie. Hattie, my darling.
Hiya, Peppy.
Hattie, you kept your promise and came back to me. Oh, darling, come into my arms.
Kiss me, Peppy. Kiss me.
My sweet.
Doggone it, I forgot to put my lipstick on.
Oh, so this is the dame you threw me over for, eh?
Yeah, ain't I hot stuff?
I know.
Well, say goodbye to her, Peppy, because you'll never live to see her again.
Oh, Inez, what did you do to me?
Oh, Peppy, I'm so sorry I shot you.
Don't worry, Inez. It was not. Everything is getting bright. I feel like a fool. Goodbye, Ian.
Goodbye, Peppy.
And you. Goodbye, Hedy.
So long, Buck!
Oh, Playfield.
If you want something swell to eat, that's quick and easy and inexpensive, we have the answer. It's the new Jell-O Vanilla Pudding, a rich, delicious, creamy, smooth dessert that's the grandest discovery in years. Jell-O Vanilla Pudding has a wonderful flavor, tempting and delicate, for it's made from real vanilla, no imitation flavoring, and that's why it tastes so good. It's easy as can be to make, and with only a few minutes cooking. Simple directions are in every package, and Jell-O Vanilla Pudding is just one of three new Jell-O puddings. There's Butterscotch Pudding, mellow and smooth and tempting with that real old-fashioned butterscotch flavor. And there's Jell-O Chocolate Pudding, an all-time favorite made a new and better way. All three Jell-O puddings have a beautifully creamy texture, a rich, full flavor, and an old-fashioned homemade goodness. So try these swell new pudding desserts. The best way to get acquainted is to buy three packages at a time. Jell-O Vanilla, Butterscotch, and Chocolate Pudding. Ask your grocer for them tomorrow.
The last number of the fourth program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. Meanwhile, I hope you all enjoyed our version of Algiers. All right, Mary, let's go. Just a minute. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I'm mad at you. Why did you use me in your play tonight?
Why, who are you?
Just a bald Hedy Lamarr. Goodbye.
Someday I will teal him. Good night, folks.
Tonight's presentation of Algiers was made possible through the cooperation of Walter Ranger and the author, Detective Isleby. The tune from Alpha to Omega is from You Never Know and Two Sleepy People from Thanks for the Memory. Kenny Baker appears on the Jell-O program through courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy Productions. This is the National Broadcasting Company.